Thomas's presents Technique with Tom.
Slicing an English muffin with a butter blade? Boulder Dash! Just pull apart with your hands and marvel in the nooks and crannies' splendor. For each one is unique, like a snowflake. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
This morning on the third hour of Today, countdown to launch. After years of delays, Boeing, hours from a historic mission to space. What took so long and what's at stake? Then later, a sight to see. Hundreds of big and loud sea lions taking over San Francisco Bay. What's behind the invasion? Also, best-selling author Cleo Wade is here to share an important motivational message for kids and adults. And then later in Start Today, celebrity trainer Ben Bruno showing us how to work out just like some of our favorite stars. That's all ahead today, Monday, May 6th, 2024.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
And a good Monday morning. Welcome to this third hour of Today. So happy you're starting your week off with us. I am Craig. This is Dylan. This is Chanel.
Yes, good morning.
Hope you had a great weekend. No, you had a great weekend.
You did.
I saw you having a great weekend.
It was. I think everybody saw. It was like the most highly rated Kentucky Derby. I mean, the 150th Kentucky Derby. It was just so much fun. Mystic Dan, of course, won the whole thing. But I had five different outfits.
This is my favorite.
Five different hats. Oh, thank you. This is one of my favorites, too.
Five?
Yes, you got to change it up, Craig.
In one day?
Yeah, there they all are.
Wow.
Wait, five in the day?
No.
Oh.
The two on the left were from Friday. That's Ladies' Day, so that's the pink. And then the other three were from Kentucky Derby.
Man.
So much fun. I got to host with Zanna Roberts-Rossi, who knows all there is to know about fashion. And we just had so much fun together. And then, you know, when you get into the horse racing, you know, the betting, I lost all my bets, but it's still just so much fun. I got to do a whole thing with Jimmy Fallon, which was awesome. They gave a car away to a lucky fan. So and he just gets the crowd so riled up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he just comes in just like ready to go. And it was so much fun. We had some hats from the Kentucky Derby Museum. I mean, the one on the left dates back to like the late 1800s.
Wow.
They blew off at one point, but you couldn't touch them because it was only like white gloves because the oils in your hands would ruin some of them. So it was just
sounds like
a cool
delivered
experience.
And
the
best Kentucky Derby finish that I had probably seen in my lifetime.
Oh, well, wow. I love when it comes down to like a nose.
Yes.
So for people who don't know.
So Mystic Dan, he wasn't really talked about all that much, but Sierra Leone was one of the other favorites, and Sierra Leone lost by a nose.
Wow.
Literally a nose. Yeah, so it was really cool to
watch. That's awesome. That's the way you want it to be.
Yeah, exciting.
Well, it's hard to top that. What did you do this weekend?
I mean, I had a lot of fun.
That's right. You were honored this weekend.
I was honored by... this was the day after the honoring.
The charity.
This was my brother's. He works with Children's Cancer Charities down in South Carolina. And this was the burger cook-off that he was a part of.
I love that.
And then the night before that, my family joined me. The Kappa Sigma fraternity, the national fraternity, they've clearly run out of people to honor.
Please.
I didn't know you were a frat guy.
They named me their 90th man of the year.
Wow.
So a bunch of guys that I went to college with back in the day, they made the trip in.
That's
and
awesome.
A bunch of folks flew in from other chapters. So, yeah. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats.
How was your weekend?
Okay, so I have a prop for my weekend.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Dylan, you've seen this prop already. Okay, so bring in.
I don't know what it is.
Here is the prop. Okay, so let me, I'll be really quick. No, it's not going to explode. Let me set this up. So have you ever had a tissue in your pocket when you do laundry?
Yes.
Or like if you have kids, maybe a pull-up or a diaper.
Yes.
You ever see what happens?
It makes an absolute
The
mess.
Clothes are coated.
Yep.
So this weekend, my kids are starting to do their own laundry now. Clara did her own laundry. I open up the wash to help remove things to the dryer, and they are coated in tissue. I'm like, what happened?
Aww.
I get all the clothes out of the wash. Guess what's at the bottom of the washing machine? I kid you not. A whole roll.
Rolls.
Of toilet paper. They have since dried.
You have a trick to get it out.
So here's
you
the thing.
Something.
So first of all, we keep all of our the toilet paper on the shelf above.
Okay.
My husband orders them from Amazon, as you can see in bulk. So it must have fallen in.
Oh,
and then she got on her little ladder and put the clothes in and just didn't see.
Oh,
so I pulled up and the water's like, psh. So here's the next part of the story as tissues flying everywhere. I'm like, Claire, we're going to have to donate these clothes to charity.
Right.
This is a mess. She found on TikTok this hack where you put aspirin in water in a bucket, put the clothes in, and you take the clothes out, they're like new.
Did it work?
I'll tell you on Instagram.
Oh my God. It's a tease to Instagram.
I'm going to show you
whether it worked. Wasn't she doing it to every single article?
So here's the thing. I was like, I'm not helping you. You should have looked. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. So she went and got the biggest bucket we could find, which is just like a kitchen bowl.
Yeah.
One unit of clothing at a time. She sprinkles the aspirin in. So we finished this weekend, or she finished.
Wow. Okay. Well, now we have to check it works. Check in on Instagram.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. Wow.
Only in my house. Okay. Well, in the news, it was a busy weekend at Cape Canaveral. They are now hours away from a historic launch. Boeing is preparing to launch its Starliner spaceship, sending astronauts to the International Space Station for the first time after years of delays and setbacks. NBC's Tom Costello covers space for us, and he's live at the Kennedy Space Center Visitors Complex in Florida. Good morning to you. Why did it take so long for this day to come, and what can we expect from this mission?
Yeah, bottom line is Boeing is way, way, way behind SpaceX. And so they are years behind SpaceX. This mission was supposed to happen in 2020, but Boeing has had a series of engineering missteps and close calls. And as a result, it's taken until now to launch humans to the space station. That's the plan anyway. It's been an issue of quality control breakdowns, something, as you know, that Boeing's been struggling with in their commercial airliner division as well. But this morning, all eyes are, in fact, on. The countdown is on. The stakes are high because two astronauts will climb into the Starliner spaceship tonight, 10:34 p.m. Eastern time, and then they will rocket on their way to the space station. The astronauts are veterans of NASA and Navy test pilots. They are. Butch Wilmore is the commander of the mission, and pilot Sunita Williams. She is also a veteran. In fact, 322 days in space already. The Starliner spaceship made by Boeing is right now sitting atop an Atlas V rocket ready to go. During a test flight, though, back in 2019, we were here. During a test flight, it was uncrewed, and they had an engineering, a software failure, and the clocks within the capsule were off by 11 hours, 11-hour mistake. As a result, mission control had to abort the mission once actually in space. And if they hadn't done that, they then learned it might have crashed into the space station. So the stakes were very, very high. And then last June, we had even more delays. They discovered that there was tape inside the spaceship that was flammable and the parachute straps might not hold. That led to another year of delays. However, now NASA says they believe that this is a spaceship that is safe, that they've checked it and rechecked it and checked it again. The astronauts, Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, say they are confident in the spaceship. This is a test flight, guys. It's all about shaking down this spaceship. They want to make sure it is 100% safe and they understand it before it starts regular rotations, taking astronauts to the space station along with SpaceX. So the idea is you really need more than just one spaceship, SpaceX, carrying astronauts up there. They want redundancy. That's what Boeing's role will be here. But guys, I got to say, if you had asked me 5 years ago, who's going to be taking astronauts to the station, who's going to be first, I would have thought Boeing, right? Given its track record, SpaceX has already flown 11 crewed missions to the station.
I didn't realize that. That put it in perspective.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
All right, well, now to an influx of visitors who have barged into San Francisco Bay. They're loud, they're hungry, they're drawing tourists of all kinds. We are, of course, talking about the city's famous sea lions. Ooh. A record number of them are hanging out at Pier 39, and NBC's Liz Kreutz is there.
Oh, my God.
It sounds a little noisy, Liz. How's it going?
Yeah, hey guys, a little noisy, a little stinky here, not gonna lie. The smell is interesting. You definitely smell them, you hear them well before you even see them. That loud barking there is from some 1,200 of these sea lions that have made their way here to the pier. There's so many of them, they've become so popular, they're drawing such big crowds that they're being dubbed celebrities.
They're big, they're blubbery, and undeniably stinky. And near San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf, they're taking over.
Have you ever seen this many sea lions?
No, honestly, I have not.
Hundreds of sea lions have descended on the city's famous Pier 39, the most seen in 15 years.
It's adorable.
There's probably right now 1,100 plus sea lions that have shown up here.
Pier 39 Harbor Master Sheila Chandor says the sea lion invasion is due to an unusually high number of anchovies in the bay, a favorite food for the pinnipeds.
When they're all together like this, they're much more energized. You know, it's like people describe it as a giant frat party right now.
For years, sea lions at Pier 39 have been one of the city's most popular tourist attractions. The barking mammals first showed up after the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989. And while their numbers fluctuate over the seasons, it's rare to see anything quite like this. The current surge even testing the limits of the pier.
Okay, we're up close now, and you can see the hundreds of sea lions here taking over every inch of these barges. And they're no small creatures. Each one can weigh up to half a ton.
And it's not just San Francisco. In Southern California, sea lions have taken over a beach in La Jolla, the city closing the beach to the public to prevent harassment by tourists eager to get up close and personal. In San Francisco, experts say the sea lion surge is not only a sign of a healthy ecosystem, but a welcome sight for local businesses.
I love the sea lions, and people are here because of the sea lions.
And guys, this isn't even close to all of them right now. Many of them have gone out hunting for those anchovies overnight. They'll make their way back by this afternoon, but they're not going to stick around forever. They are in the process of making their way down, migrating down to the Channel Islands where they will mate. The harbor master, though, told me that they are fat, happy, and fueled up here as they prepare over the next few weeks to continue their journey south, guys.
I just love seeing them like bouncing around behind you. They're up, they're down, they're up,
then
they're
where
down.
Do they, once they go, I mean, I guess they all kind of dissipate.
To hear Liz tell it, they're going to have a bunch of anchovies,
and
then
fat and happy.
Take a little chance to swim down the channel and hook up with some other sea lions. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
I've heard it stinks. I've never smelled.
Wretched.
Really?
Wretched. Oh. That many sea lions.
Liz. She's like holding it together there.
She's not even holding her nose.
That would be weird if she did a live show.
She's a champ.
When we come back on this Monday, if it's Monday in May, it is Melanoma Monday. So we're going to tell you how to spot and prevent skin cancer. Then a little bit later, look who's here.
Yay.
Poet Cleo Wade sharing some words of wisdom to start our week. Also, a valuable lesson about love. Third hour of today. We'd love it if you came right back.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
May is Melanoma Awareness Month. Skin cancer is the most common form of cancer diagnosed in the U.S. and worldwide. So this morning in today's checklist, we are going to tell you how to spot it and hopefully prevent it. Here to help us is board-certified dermatologist Dr. Marnie Nussbaum. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks
for having
me. So let's start with some staggering statistics really about skin cancer so people know how serious of a condition this is.
So skin cancer is actually the number one cancer in the United States. 1 in 5 of us will develop it in our lifetime. And 20 Americans die of melanoma every day, which is the more aggressive form of skin cancer.
Wow.
And we can start at home. We can do self-exams.
Absolutely.
But what exactly are we looking for?
So we use the ABCs to do our monthly self-skin exams. A is for asymmetry. If you notice a spot where half doesn't look like the other half, that's high risk.
Okay.
B is for border. If the border is scalloped, like blurred out,
uh-huh,
or just doesn't look right, that's a high risk symptom.
Oh, we've got some examples on the screen.
So okay. C is for color. If it's not a uniform color, you could have shades of tan, brown, black, even white, red, or skin color can be dangerous.
Okay.
D is for diameter. 6 millimeters or the size of a pencil eraser
bigger than a pencil eraser.
However, it's usually diagnosed even smaller than this. But if it is bigger than that, that's definitely a high risk sign.
Okay.
And then E actually is most important. E is for evolution, and that's if it's changing size, shape, color, bleeding, or itching.
Okay.
Now, one of the most important things to remember, you do not need all of these. You need one.
Okay.
So if you see something, go directly to your dermatologist. Don't wait for your annual skin check.
Those visuals, by the way, were very helpful.
They are. I always say to everyone, go on the AAD website to learn more about it.
So let's talk about like risk groups, because I think there may be a bit of a misconception out there.
Absolutely.
That folks who look like, you know, me and Chanel, like we may not necessarily be as susceptible.
So not true, men. So basically everyone is susceptible regardless of age, gender, and race. Most people think blonde hair, red hair, fair skin, darker skinned individuals are absolutely susceptible, particularly with a lot of sun damage. And usually it's diagnosed later in life in darker skinned individuals because they don't notice it and they're not getting checked. So it's usually diagnosed on the palms, soles, and even the nails. Sorry about my voice today, everyone.
No, it's okay. You're human.
By the way, the information makes up for it.
Yeah. It makes up for it. Okay,
exactly.
All right. And then as summer approaches, you know, a lot of us are going to be outside. I actually kind of feel guilty because I love being in the sun. You know what I mean? I look
you
forward.
Do.
I do.
People love it.
Yeah.
However, it doesn't love anybody. So it doesn't. Sun is not your friend. So we always say wear SPF 30 or higher.
Okay.
SPF 30 protects against 97% of the UVB rays. You also want something that's broad spectrum, protect against UVA and UVB. Both of those are dangerous. UVA can actually go through windows, so even if you're inside, protect yourself, regardless of season or temperature. Also, I like to say mineral-based sunblock, because that sits on top of the skin
that's
and
like
deflects
the, one that makes you look
the rays.
White, right?
Well,
that was
white.
Why I avoid minerals, because you just have that coating.
However, the newer generation blends right in.
Okay.
So really, but I always say, find the one you like. Even if it's chemical, consistency is key. And the best protection.
Okay.
Good advice. Thank
Very
you so
good
much.
Advice. Thank you so much.
Feel better.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, best-selling author and poet Cleo Wade is here to share some inspiring words about spreading love and really embracing your weirdness. That's something we especially need to hear.
Yeah.
We'll explain when the third hour of today comes right back.
We are back on this Motivational Monday with a woman who has been called the poet of her generation by Time Magazine.
Cleo Wade is a best-selling author known for sharing messages of hope, resilience, and the power of love.
Her latest project is a children's picture book. It's called May You Love and Be Loved, Wishes for Your Life. Good morning, Cleo. It's so nice to have you here.
Good morning. I love that.
Thank you for having me.
I love that.
So poetry is so central to your life. What is it about it that you love so much, and what can it do for others?
You know, I always say that poetry was my therapy before I could afford a therapist. And so, you know, it's this way of bringing to life the stories within us. And in a way that really connects to our emotions, our emotional life, and seeing what's on the page and seeing what we're going through, and sharing it with others to see how we connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cover is beautiful and the illustrations look pretty amazing. I know your mom of two, that was quite the inspiration for the book, I would imagine. But is it one of these children's books that's just for kids, or are there messages in the book that are also for adults as well?
Well, I drew this book myself, which I didn't do with my first book. And I didn't have kids when I wrote my first book. And then once you have them, you realize that small children are never reading these books themselves.
You're
the grown-up is always reading them. And then you know what it's like to have to read the book over and over and over again. And you freaking hate reading that book at one point. And so I knew that when I wanted to write and draw this book, I wanted something that could just feel like it was for the whole family, for the tired parent at the end of the day, for grandma, for the teacher who also needed that reminder, that message.
I love it. Let's get to a few specific lines of poetry. First, I like this. May you meet people from different places and treat them as next door neighbors.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that line.
Well, whenever my kids and I are in the wild or in the world in a coffee shop, if someone bumps into them, I always say, oh, just say, excuse me, neighbor. I have them call everyone neighbor so that they feel and know how connected we are.
Oh, that's good.
And so I knew I wanted something that acknowledged that practice we have in our home and in our life.
I love that.
That everyone is our neighbor.
That's good. Smart. Mm-hmm.
This next one, I like this. May your weirdness be your superpower. May it excite you and take you on adventures near and far. Why is being weird something worth celebrating?
You know, I really thought about this page for graduates, especially not just little kids, because as you're going into the world and you want to make your mark, it's so important to know is that it's those quirks. It's that weirdness in you. That's how we make our best friends. Mm-hmm. I just did a book event in New Orleans with my best friend of my whole life. Shout out to Grace. And we are best friends because we have been weird together since we were five. And that's so important as you go out into the world and figure out what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
Something that excites those kind of weird things that are so unique to you.
I love that.
Clear, I don't trust people if they're not weird.
If you're not and you don't want to hang out. You want to, the people who you're having fun with are weird. They can make the grocery store a good time.
Yeah.
You're also right. This is one of my favorites as well. No fear, but don't be driven by fear.
Yes. Mm. May you know fear, but not be driven by it. That's for my parents. You know, fear is ever present, but it doesn't have to be our driving force. Mm. Love can be our driving force. Light can be our driving force.
You're here to that. May you take seriously only the things, I like this, that are serious and lighten up about the rest.
Yes, we could all use that message. I think sometimes, especially in parenting, we get so stuck and we, you know, if you're doing all the logistics, you think you're in control of everything.
Yeah.
And if you can release even for 1 minute and say, you know what? Let them go out. And if they want to jump in the puddle in the rain, jump in the puddle in the rain. Maybe that ignites their weirdness.
Mm. That's what's special. The illustrations really go along with the message you're trying to get across, which is really, really great.
Yay.
Thank you, Claire.
So much. Thank you so much.
I want it for myself.
I know. May you love and be loved is out tomorrow.
That's beautiful.
When we come back, another valuable lesson here. Former White House press secretary and colleague Jen Psaki is here to share what she's learned about the power of communicating effectively. We'll spend some time with Jen, and then we'll spend some time with celebrity trainer Ben Bruno.
Hey.
Ben's going to show us a Hollywood-inspired workout. And start today.
Third hour. Can I tell you, I cannot sit like that to save my life.
Today you will.
You can.
Today you will.
I tried. I can't do that.
Third hour of today, right back after.
Not that this is about me.
Our next guest spent 2 decades in public service. Jen Psaki was a spokesperson for the State Department before she became the White House Communications Director under President Obama.
She then served as White House Press Secretary for President Joe Biden before stepping down in 2022. And these days, you can catch her hosting Inside with Jen Psaki on MSNBC.
And tomorrow, Jen Psaki gets a new title. Her first book, it's titled Say More, Lessons from Work, the White House, and the World. Jen, good morning. Congratulations.
Morning. Thank you. You have a book coming out tomorrow too, Craig.
That was selfless. Thank
Whoa,
you.
Nice. It's a big book day.
It's a book.
That's right.
I mean, listen, you could have written a book on myriad topics. Mm-hmm. You could have written a tell-all, but you decide to write a book about communication. Mm-hmm. Why?
We all have little kids. I all think they're a little bit different in age. But when I left the White House, I had a little bit of time to reflect, take a breath or 20 breaths. And I thought a lot about what advice I wanted to give them when they were old enough and kind of what kind of book I wish I had when I was starting my career. Mm-hmm. And so this book is really about lessons that I hope people can take away about how to communicate.
I love that. And these days, it seems like basic communication in some parts with each other has gone south in some ways. Why do you think that is? Even with my kids, and I watch how they communicate because it's all on their phones, or even just as adults, like I just feel like, what happened?
I mean, I think the phones is a key part of it. Technology is great. How else would we FaceTime with grandparents? Sure. That's so huge. But face-to-face conversations, including with people you disagree with as adults, is just something, there's a bit of a loss of an art of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big contributor to it. And so I hope that what people take away from this book is a little bit of how to do that.
I love that.
One message in the book, and I think I've had to use this a lot at home, is you have to know your audience, who you're communicating with. And I feel like sometimes it can actually be harder to talk to children than perhaps another adult in the room.
No question. I mean, whether you're hosting a show or briefing a president, nothing is more humbling than talking to your kids and trying to get them to do something.
Yeah.
And I've had that experience so many times. I mean, when I went back to the White House to work for President Biden, my daughter was 5 at the time, old enough, right, to kind of understand. I took her out to frozen yogurt. I wanted to explain to her, and I had kind of written up this speech, right? I'd prepared.
Yeah.
And I said to her, okay, Vivi, you know, that nice guy who won the presidency, he asked me to come help him. It's a kind of a ludicrous thing to say about somebody who was just elected, but that aside. And I said, and it's going to take some sacrifice because I'm going to be away from him a bit. It's going to take sacrifice from you too, but we're doing it for the country. And I was like, ugh. I'm an amazing mom.
Yes.
I was like, does that make sense? And she goes, no. I was like, okay. And what I learned from her, and I think this is so true for kids, but for so many people, is that it's often about the experience. And it really took me taking her to the White House 9 months later, her experiencing being there. Her takeaway, of course, was she loved Sprite and she thought the president made cookies. That aside, it was her experience of being there and feeling it herself.
That's what worked for her.
Yeah, and that was humbling, but also a reminder. It's not just the words you say. It's how you make people feel.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you've heard there is an election that's just a few months away.
I have heard that.
You've spent a lot of time working on campaigns, working actually inside the White House. What do you think that the election is going to hinge on? Mm-hmm. How do you think folks are going to make up their minds?
You know, it's so hard to know this far out. But what I will say is that there has understandably been a lot of coverage of former President Trump's criminal trials. And there will continue to be. It's never happened before. But there are a lot of issues at stake for people out there. The climate, the future of education, tax cuts, abortion rights. Yeah. I actually think it's ultimately about what impacts you and people who are not consuming this every day. That's how I think they think about it. So I think those issues don't always get front and center attention.
Yeah.
I think many it will hinge on them in many places. I'll also say, for people who think their vote doesn't matter, whatever your views are, there are states in 2020, Arizona is one of them, Georgia is one of them, that were hinged on less than 20,000 votes. Your vote matters. It matters not just for the presidency, but for your mayor, for your state senator. And that's an important thing for people to remember, even if they feel disillusioned.
You know what? Last but not least, I think there's a thread today because we just had Cleo Wade on, and she was just talking about how one of her lessons to kids is to treat people like your neighbor.
Mm.
And you have a point in your book about the importance of building bridges that can't be lost here.
I think it's so, I also loved what she said about weird is your superpower.
Yeah.
I always tell my kids perfect is boring because nobody's perfect and we're all different. And I think building a bridge, and I learned a lot of this, and I talk about this in the book from President Obama, who, you know, he's a black guy with the middle name Hussein, who went in and he won Southern Illinois and won Iowa.
Yeah.
And some of it is about listening and engaging with people and hearing what they have to say. And I think oftentimes in the art of communication, we miss that as a key part of it. It's not just what you say at people. It's how you listen and, and engage and respond to people.
Jen Psaki.
Solid.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Great to see you.
So thank you.
Say More. That's the book. It's available tomorrow. It looks fantastic.
How about that cover? It's like,
Yes. By the way, also watch Inside with Jen Psaki on MSNBC.
I love
Thanks so much. Thank you all for having me. All right, coming up, start today is Going Hollywood. We're going to learn the moves that some A-list stars rely on to stay in shape. Then later in Cooking with Cal, a delicious recipe using fresh spring greens. And these are ingredients that you probably have in your fridge right now.
We get to try it?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
I already checked.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
This morning in Start Today, we are working out like our favorite stars do. Vin Bruno is the creator of the Bruno Strong Starter Program. I wear that t-shirt all the time. It's kind of become
they're
one of
nice,
things.
Right?
Like,
it's a good gym t-shirt.
And a trainer to some A-list celebrities. Yes. Okay, so he's here to teach us modified versions of celeb-approved workouts. Good morning to you.
Thanks. Let's start.
Yeah, you actually practice what you preach. So we're going to start with upper body. Start.
You guys are like my clients. Okay. Yeah. Trying to talk, so you don't have to work.
Well, you did this with Kate Upton.
We got to work. Yeah, so we're going to do it. We're going to do a press. So what this is, you're going to take the dumbbell, press up with
just
two,
one,
and then come down like this. Now, I will say that Kate is doing this with a 40-pound dumbbell.
Oh, cool.
What are you doing? That's not...
Is that not it?
No.
Vincent, what are you doing?
What are you doing? That's the... No, up like this.
Oh, one.
And then just like that,
There's a coordination.
So, so the reason that we do the two hands on the way up, Kate's using a 40-pound dumbbell.
Yeah.
She's kind of a low-key meathead, but we're just five. If you don't need two hands, you go like this.
And do you rotate the hands?
No, so this hand is out to the side. You make a fist, and the reason for that, it creates a radiation, which is just a nerdy way of saying it works your core so that you don't side bend.
Oh.
So you're going to go like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Easy enough.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's
move
on.
Lower body?
This is Jessica Biel's, right?
Yeah, well, sort of.
Okay.
If most people tried the Jessica Biel version, it would end up in a blooper.
I've seen it.
So
she's hardcore.
Yeah, so what you're going to do is go like this. One heel is down, and you're just going to tap to the bench.
Oh.
Without this foot, most people go right over. Jess is like a 10th degree black belt and working out.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to make you
do that. And what are you doing with the weights while you do that?
These go straight out in front. This is called a counterbalance. It just keeps you upright.
And you just touch with your butt.
You got to do both sides. On single leg stuff, I'm real anal. I don't want your legs to be uneven.
One leg is harder than the other.
So imagine trying it with no foot.
Yeah, you feel that.
Look at you.
Yeah, wait, did I just do it?
You've been sandbagging me. You always tell me how hard this is.
Okay.
There you go.
She ran a marathon, too.
I mean,
that's wild.
Nice.
Let's move on.
Naomi Campbell.
Let's do a deadlift.
Deadlifts?
Yes, so again, we're going to do a modified version because we don't have that contraption, but what we're going to do is a single leg deadlift. So stagger your feet like this, hand out again, make that fist, and come down. The back leg is just there for balance, so you want most of the weight on the front leg. Heel down.
Heel down?
Yep. And then push your, what you do here, back flat, butt back. Dylan, you're squatting it.
I have a question.
You want to go like that.
And I'm not trying to say this to like be like, ooh, you're so amazing.
You got to work out while you talk.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I see.
I'm not trying to be funny, but you probably work out with more celebrities than I know. And celebrities can be very picky when it comes to their workouts. What are you doing that people just love so much? What do you think it is about your workouts?
I have no idea because none of this is fun. I keep thinking to myself,
I guess
like,
it works.
Every day I'm like, I'm going to be out of a job soon.
No,
this is terrible.
They keep coming back.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's Chelsea Handler's go-to?
So what she's doing is a split squat with a band in front of your knee to make it harder. Chelsea's mean to me, so I do things like the band. I like you guys a little more, so we're going to do a rear foot elevated split squat. Back foot goes on the bench. I will say this exercise is called a Bulgarian split squat.
Uh-huh.
Probably not Bulgarian. I don't make the rules, but that's just what people call it. But this is probably the most ubiquitously just squat down like that. This is probably the most ubiquitously hated exercise in existence by everyone. But if you could only do one lower body move, I would say do this.
And what have we worked
here? Does this work your whole leg?
This is, the answer is like, yes, it kind of works your whole body. It's legs, butt, core, everything, and flexibility. I can see, actually, Craig, you need to do this one because you're tight. This helps stretch your hips on the back.
Well, that's what you want to hear. You want to know.
No, you want to
start working.
No,
that's it's funny because I am tight.
No, so that's what I'm saying. This is kind of two birds with one stone: strength and mobility.
It's good to know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Justin Timberlake, are you out of breath?
Are you?
Well, I'm actually doing it.
Yeah, no,
it's good.
No, you're
doing
it. I'm stretching too.
Yes. So
now you told Craig he's tight. Now he's over here trying to figure it out.
I'm trying to stretch.
All right, Justin Timberlake.
Okay. So what Justin's doing is a sled exercise. We don't have a sled, but what I want to do is just a full body move here.
Okay.
Towel goes on the ground. Get into plank. Squeeze your butt so your back's flat like this. No sagging. Couple steps forward.
Are you kidding me?
Couple steps back. This is core, arms, legs. Remember how I said don't sag those hips?
Okay,
there you go. Yep, squeeze your butt.
Are you squeezing your knee at all?
Just like this. Just, there you go.
Oh my gosh. This is why abs are the way they are.
I'm very happy that you guys can experience this because everyone that's good in the gym makes it look easy.
They do make it look easy.
But it ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
Yeah, this is real work.
Woo!
I will say, anytime you see people that have been doing it for a long time, try not to copy that. Try to start where we start because it's a progression.
But I can't believe this is the modified version.
Woo!
It is. I
Ben,
so that's what I'm saying. I'm always like, how do I have a job? This stuff
because
is so hard.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah. You get results.
You do it well, and you're very humble about it.
By the way, check out these moves and more at today.com/starttoday.
Do we do enough to work up an appetite?
Yes,
yeah. I think we did. All right, it is time for Cooking with Cal. We are making a quick and easy meal that we love in my house for breakfast or really any time of day. We'll be right back.
Well, so good.
Well, It's time now for another edition of Cooking with Cal. This time, my little chef and I whipped up a yummy frittata. It's one of my favorite quick and easy meals since we usually have eggs and cheese and some sort of veggie in the house. Take a look. It's another edition of Cooking with Cal. What are we making today?
A spring green frittata.
A spring green frittata. Like frittata. Hakuna Matata. It's a frittata.
What?
Watch what's cool about asparagus, okay? You feel how like this is like...
Thicky.
Thick.
Correct.
Hey, how'd you know that? Or did you just guess?
I guess.
So do that with this one.
Wee.
Okay. Probably a little aggressive there, but it's fine. Look, we're going to make nice, thin little circles. What do I always say whenever we have asparagus? It makes your...
pea stick.
Good job. So now we're going to go over to the pan and saute these up a little bit. Can you put a little glug of olive oil, please? Okay. That's
it. It's not even a glug.
What was that then?
Pour.
We're waiting for that to heat up. Let's crack our eggs. Okay. We're gonna use three eggs because we're not making like a giant family style frittata. We're just making one that we can snack on, right? What is happening? Somehow, some way, you didn't get any shells in there. Keep it in the bowl. Good job. So our veggies are nice and softened, cooked through a little bit. So now we're gonna top it with these scrambled eggs. Okay, we're gonna top it with a little bit of cheese and kind of layer
like
it around.
Like big pieces?
Yeah, like strips, perfect. You just wanna even it around. Yeah, now sprinkle a little bit of Parmesan all over the top. Nice, beautiful. Okay, so now let's pop it in the broiler.
What do you do while we wait?
It's only gonna take a couple seconds. Broilers are hot. So we can talk, we can chat, I can give you a huggy. I can huggy you.
Yeah, is it ready?
Just about ready. Let's count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Oh, doesn't that look great?
Yeah.
Sprinkle that on top.
But not big slice. I guess we can do a big slice.
You love it?
Yeah.
So good. All right, for these recipes and more, head to today.com/food.
This is delicious.
I'm so glad you like it. And it's literally one of those things, whatever vegetables you have, like I have leftover broccoli from last night's dinner, you can just throw that in.
What kind of cheese specifically?
I love Munster cheese, but everybody in my house loves Munster cheese. And then the Parmesan gives it a little salty nuttiness.
Sure, sure.
So, this
is one of my favorites.
That's top five.
Well, thank you, guys.
And simple.
It we is agree, very top simple five.
How long did you leave it in the broiler?
Like 30 seconds.
Really?
It cooks really quick.
It's we're going in for seconds.
1.5 seconds.
Yay,
this was
awesome.
Delicious.
Thanks, guys.
We say yes. And that cracked pepper
we'll
is good,
too. We'll
be
right back. I'm going to have more, too.
It's one of our favorites.
Tomorrow, here on the third hour of today, Amber Ruffin live in studio.
Coming up, Hoda sits and Jenna. They sit down with Vogue's Anna Wintour ahead of tonight's Met Gala.
And look who we have. We have Eve and Sophie here with us.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Cuties. Friends of our producer, Allie.
Put you to work.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.